Kellogg. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 1904. Dr. Kellogg, the first two pages of this letter are missing. A departure from the faith has been working in you for a long time because you would not heed the words of Christ sent to you from the Lord to save your soul. Follow me, Matthew 4, verse 19. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8, verse 14. If any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Verse 9. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. This is the merciful plan of God in giving his only begotten Son, that man might, through the acceptance of the grace offered, serve the Lord without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him. Luke 1, verse 74-75. There is no slavery, no irksomeness or irksome constraint in the service of the believer. It is a service of choice, understanding what the will of the Lord is, a service of the heart, pressing forward in the blessed hope. This will be the presentation exemplified before the world, distinguishing his words, his spirit, his Christ-like walk with God from that of others who are under the teachings and leadings of Satan. No soul that has this hope in him toward God will depart from his expressed will, or turn from the warnings and the entreaties and the drawing of the Holy Spirit. The great strength of purpose, the comfort of hope and faith and assurance, none but the true child of God can feel. This is a service of love, precious, sanctified, elevated love, that enables and uplifts and purifies. It is the service of love and praise and thanksgiving, going forth from heart and lips for his goodness and his precious manifestations of his great grace. My brother John Kellogg, shall I be compelled to make known all that the Lord has given me for you in reproof, in encouragement, in warnings that have been by you unheeded? Do you think this has cost me no suffering, no distress? You have certainly made me more suffering through your course of action than I have ever suffered in my experience. I have been robbed of sleep. I have had agony of soul, and now I do not think my life can last long. I have seen distinctly that you have made such an atmosphere about your soul that other souls are in peril by being in your presence. The whole center and circumference of your orbit, with few exceptions, is self. Like the whirlwind, you draw in everything within reach. I am pained to the heart. You grasp every advantage which you cling to and retain. You are spiritually deceived, heart, spirit, soul, and flesh and bones. Selfishness reigns. Read 2 Corinthians 6. Oh, I beg of you, fall on the rock and be broken. I know that there is yet hope for you, and I must say, humble your heart before God. Do not defer surrendering your whole heart, soul, strength, and mind to the undoing of that which you have done. Do not defer the surrender of the heart, broken because you put your Savior to shame. I have something to say on that point, but not yet. John, how could you make your heart so wayward when the Lord Jesus was offering you his blessing, as at Berrien Springs,